healer. We know that you provide all, dear Lord. We know that you're the comforter. And, dear Lord, that you know that you'll reassure us in the storm, dear Lord. And as we call on you and we turn our life over to you, dear Lord, we ask you just to bring peace and comfort. Dear Lord, we pray for our land right now, dear Lord. Lord, we need you. And, dear Lord, we need you to touch our nation. Lord, touch our towns, our states, our communities, our politicians. Dear Lord, for all those who are involved with so many things going forward right now, dear Lord, we ask and we're placing it in your hands. Dear Lord, because our faith lies in you. It's not in man. And dear Lord, we just love you this morning, dear Lord. Again, thank you for those that are here. Ask you to bless our pastor and his family as they bring forth your word, as they go about your business. We thank you for all the strengths that you've given us, dear Lord, for all of our ministries as they go forth. We ask for your blessings to be upon them. Again, dear Lord, as we prepare and with the services open, Lord, we're placing it in your mighty hands. In Jesus' name, and we all say,
amen,
amen. Amen. Let's give him another hand clap of praise. Praise God, praise God. While you're standing, turn to page 306. A good faithful. The old gospel ship. Love this song. It's one of those singing all the time when we first started here. But also, while you're in your prayers, keep our technical people in the back with our sound and all the devices that's going forward. It has really been an interesting challenge for them. And as they go forth, may this word go out. May they have good volume, good picture. In Jesus' name. The old gospel ship. Be seated if you can. Y'all sound mighty pretty this morning, like you're ready to worship and praise the Lord and to hear His Word this morning. Just praise God. We're going to get ready and take up our morning offering. If I'd get a couple of men to come up, please. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God. As we get ready and all the different, I'm going to ask you just remember all our ministries, our food closet, our ladies' ministry, the men's meeting ministry, and all the other factors going forward. And also, let's don't forget, I have an opportunity, or we do in our class, we hear the little ones coming out to Children's Church. as we're getting ready to leave. Sometimes that's our signal. Y'all need to get upstairs. Here come the kids. But I just want to thank the ministry leaders, the people that God's put in charge there. Wonderful, wonderful ministry that is for those little ones. Because to see their excitement and to know and to hear stories of the little ones getting upset because they can't make it to service that morning, that's a blessing. And you know, as Brother Eddie said many, many times, that's not the church of tomorrow, that's the church of today. Just praise God. We're going to go ahead and go to ask the Lord just to bless our offering. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord to bless our offering, please?
Dear Heavenly Father, we are so thankful and praise you today for allowing us to be back in your house of worship. Thank you for the proud of gratitude we have here.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
And I'm no longer a slave. child of God.
I am a child of God.
If you believe it, tell the Lord.
I'm no longer a slave to fear.
I'm a child of God.
I am a child of God.
God is worthy, amen?
Amen.
We're not slaves to sin. To sin, we're not slaves to fear. I'll just quick, please, bear with me. Brother Keith on Thursday, Keith Humphrey, and he said something that have been taking me till today. He said Joseph and Daniel, they went through a lot, yes? Joseph was thrown into a ditch. Joseph was put in prison. Throughout all these things that they went through, Daniel was thrown in the lion's den for things that they did not even do, or things that you would not really accuse them of being wrong. But even through all these things, where were they looking at? They were looking at God. Amen. You see, those things, the pain was there, the fear was there, the discontent was there, and they had to walk through it. But where was their eye at? Their eyes remained on God.
Amen.
And that has stayed with me, Brother Keith. Because I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. Lift your voice and sing if you believe.
I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. And I'm no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God.
the gate, bringing all of those who enter in. Now Peter and John, they came upon him, the lame man expecting of them. Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give unto thee. Right then the Spirit touched him. He leapt up to his feet, said, look what God's done for me.
Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me a just in time. I'm gonna praise him.
Just the same.
Just look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
He can do what no man can do. Amen.
Amen.
How many has ever been healed in the house?
Hallelujah.
How many has been born again in the house?
Hallelujah.
How many is on their way to heaven in the house?
Woo!
Just look. Just look what the Lord has done. Amen. If you love Him with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your body, give Him a hand clap of praise this morning. Well, glory. Hallelujah. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Well, hallelujah. Praise God. One more clap for Jesus. Well, the lame man sat outside the gate, begging alms from those who entered in. Now Peter and John, they came upon him, the blind man, expecting of them. Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give unto thee." Right then the Spirit touched him. He leapt up to his feet, said, "Look what God's done for me." One more time. Well, look what the Lord has done. Just look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. Now I'm gonna praise His name. Each day He's just the same. Come on and praise Him. Look what the Lord has done. Praise Him one more time in the house. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Praise God. How good it is to see you, folks. We love you from the bottom of our heart. Praying for those who are not able to be with us still. Praying that God would come on the scene, heal, strengthen, and anoint their bodies. But we're so glad that you're here. We're certainly glad that the Spirit of the Lord is in this place. If you have your Bibles this morning, go with us to the book of Exodus. In the third chapter of the book of Exodus, I'm going to read verses 1 through 5 this morning. We desire your prayers and pray that God would just send the message this morning that He would have us to hear and be obedient to. Amen. How many knows God still speaks to His people? Aren't you glad? Amen. I'm no longer a slave to sin. My, my, my. What a powerful song. What a powerful message. In the book of Exodus this morning, beginning in the first verse of the third chapter of the book of Exodus. Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert. Came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Moses said, "I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt." And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here am I." And he said, "Draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground." Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for the comfort of your Holy Spirit, God, for the magnitude of your power, God, for the nearness of your Spirit to guide us, to help us, to strengthen us, and to anoint us. Father, we pray this morning, God, that you would anoint these lips of clay. God is nothing more than a vessel. God, that you might speak to us this morning. God, give us direction through your word. Give us peace, God, through your Holy Spirit. Pray, God, that you would anoint this congregation. Help us to be in one mind and one accord. God, as we forget the things that are going on in the world and we get our mind totally upon you this morning, God, because we know where our help lies and we know where we receive that strength. Ask you once again for the anointing of your Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. One more hand clap for Jesus. You may be seated. Amen. Praise God. This morning I want to bring a message entitled, Turn Aside and Hear God. Turn aside and hear God. How many knows there's times when we need to lose focus of what is going around us and listen to God? How many knows that God is not confusing in His Word to us? He makes it as simplistic as only God can. He is the way. He is our life. He is our strength. And I began to think about Moses here, and there's some very interesting facts about Moses and certainly a type and shadow of things that you and I are facing in this present world. I mean, knows God doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And He's just as powerful as He ever was, just as real as He ever was. But there's some very interesting facts here that takes place in the book of Exodus that records the life of Moses. Many of us Bible readers, and you Bible readers, know that where Moses has gotten to this point in his life and how that his life was spared and how that he was rescued by Pharaoh's daughter and how that he grew up in a palace, and how that everything that he ever had need of was provided for him, but something was just not right. He was not Egyptian born. He was Hebrew, and he began to have compassion on the slaves, the Hebrews that were enslaved, and he committed an act in wrath, and he had actually killed one of the guards. So now he was a fugitive in a strange land. And the Bible history and the Bible tells us that he came upon some women that were watering their flock, and some shepherds came in and they were going to push the women out of the way, and Moses stood up for them and helped them to detour the shepherds that were going to overrun the well, and he actually drew water for them, and in so doing, this act of kindness, he was rewarded by one of the daughters of Jethro. So now we find Moses years later, away from the palace, away from the grandeur of all the things that he was accustomed to, and now he is basically a shepherd in a strange land on the backside of the desert. Now, we can identify with Moses, or at least some of us can, because I would believe that there's times in our life, and even in our spiritual walk with God, that we begin to reminisce and we begin to take inventory of our life and see exactly where we stand now. And if that hasn't happened to you yet, it's because you're not old enough. Man, when you get to a certain age, you begin to look back. There used to be a song called Wasted Years. That applied to my life. There were so many years that I wasted. And now when you get to a certain point in your life, you begin to reminisce. You begin to look at things that have transpired in your life and where you are now. And many goals and many aspirations have not been fulfilled in our life. But yet there is a reason. If we serve God and God is first and foremost in our life, there is a reason we are where we are. Many times we don't understand it, but when we put our hand in the hand of God, He will lead us and guide us. And we may not understand all the circumstances. We may not understand exactly where we are in this time of our life, but how many knows that God has it under control? Moses is in the back part of the desert. Now I want you to think about all the circumstances that happened. And I don't think they're just circumstances. I think sometimes what we identify as circumstances is nothing more than the plan of God in our life. God has a plan for each and every one of us. If we're obedient and submissive unto Him, it will mean success. If we're not, if we're disobedient and we don't want to do the word of the Lord, then we're going to open up ourselves to a lot of confusion, trouble, trials, turmoil, and strife in this life. Moses is in the desert and he's probably wondering, I could have been in the palace. I could have been enjoying the riches and the wealth of this life. Here I am in the back part of a desert. And being in the back part of the desert, I would imagine that Moses had got really acquainted with all of the water holes, all of the lush greenery, because that's what he was doing, leading his flock so that they could eat on the backside of the desert. And he just happened to come close to the mountain of God that was the Mount Horeb, and he probably become very familiar with a lot of the landmarks. Do you see where God is taking us? Sometimes we don't understand, but later on it would be a necessity that Moses would be introduced and be very familiar with the land in the desert and with Mount Horeb, because God had a purpose for him. Can I just pause to say, you may think you're in the desert now, and you may think that God doesn't care, but I will assure you that God is in control, and where he's going to take you, he's got a reason for you being where you are right now. But sometimes we don't understand that. So Moses is bringing the sheep to the back part of the desert. Now, Bible history tells us that there are certain types of thorny bushes, or trees, if you would, that grew in this particular part of the desert and around Mount Horeb. Bible tells us, you know, many, many times you see the little burning bush depicted almost as just a little shrubbery that's on fire. Well, according to Bible history, some of these particular trees that this one was classified as can grow up to 12 feet tall. I think God wanted him to see it. Come on. Sometimes when God wants us to see things, sometimes it's so subtle we don't realize what God's trying to see. But every once in a while, God makes something great. God makes something big that there's no shadow of a doubt in our mind. That's God. Hallelujah. Amen. That was God that healed the lame man. That was God that took care of Daniel. That was God that took care of Joseph. They didn't understand where they were going, but God knew exactly where it was taking them. So, being in the desert and being acquainted with the things of the desert, there was many times that there would be lightning storms, and it would hit these certain trees because the nectar and the rosin that was in these trees was very flammable, or flammable, or easy to catch fire. Come on, Southern vernacular. And probably on occasion Moses had seen this in action. Maybe he was tending the flock and there was a lightning storm and it hit one of the bushes and it caused us to go on fire or be on fire. But something was different about this particular burning bush. Some of you are going to understand what I'm about to say. Some of you are going to act like you understand. And some of you ain't going to have a clue. Man, there is something to be said about a burning bush that don't burn up. I said, there's something to be said about a vessel that is full of the Spirit of God that doesn't burn up. It doesn't burn out. It just keeps on burning. It keeps on going through adversity, through trials, through tribulation, through sickness, through affliction, through good times, through bad times. It just keeps on burning. It just keeps on going. Hallelujah. So full of the power of God. Amen. That it cannot burn up and it cannot burn out. But that's another message for another time. Moses looks and he decides that he's going to investigate. Amen. Maybe he ever took a second look. Why? Piqued your interest, right? Amen. How many of you have done a double take? Did you ask yourself this question? Did I just see what I thought I saw? Maybe Moses looked at that thing a couple of times. It ain't burning out. Just keeps on burning. And if it was as big a bush as I've described, it was probably seen from several miles away, at least several hundred yards. And Moses says, you know, and I'm paraphrasing there. He said, I think I'm going to go figure this thing out, see what's going on. Glory to God. I pray that there be such a combustion in First Pentecostal Church that people from all around will come and see what's going on. They may be able to see it from a live stream, but I got news for you. You can't see it and you can't realize it till you get in it. Oh, hallelujah! That the Holy Ghost fire would burn so intently that people all around would come and take a second look at what living for God really means. So Moses goes and he checks out. This is very interesting to me. Really gripped my heart. It gripped my spirit. How many loves for God to speak to you? How many just need God to really speak to you? Right now, we see that people are constantly praying, God, speak peace. Speak peace. Calm the storm. Lord, ease the raging battle that's happening in our land, in our cities, and in our nation. But listen, God never spoke the first word until Moses turned aside. I dare say that some of us have been looking at the wrong thing. Some of us have been looking at the disturbance. Some of us have been looking at the turmoil. Some of us have been looking at all the raging things that's going around us. As children of God, I think we need to turn aside and put our eyes on God. Put our faith in somebody that will never fail us, who will never let us down, who is the way, who will always be the way. Don't look at those things. Look at the problem solver. Look at God. Well, I read that. Moses walked up to the bush. And until Moses said, I will now turn aside. Give me some Christians. Brother Eddie, I will now turn aside. I will now focus my eyes on God and on Him alone. And I know as long as I keep my eyes on God. I said, I know as long as I keep my eyes on God. I know as long as I keep my faith in God. I know as long as I follow after Him that no matter what happens, I'm going to be all right. No matter what goes on around me, I'm going to look toward Him. I'm going to turn my eyes from all that's going on around me and say my faith and my trust and my strength and my ability is in God who never fails. I will now turn aside. I will now turn aside. Glory to God. How many of you as a small child would have your mother or your daddy grab you and say, don't you look at that. We need more of that today. I was raised that way. My head got jerked around so many times, I thought it was on a swivel. Amen. But I made it. Spare the rod, spoil the child. My mama spoiled me and didn't spare the rod. Don't you look at that. You got no business watching that. We do. The more they told us not to look, yeah. Human nature. We see bad things. We get on to people for slowing down at a wreck, and we're right in the middle of slowing down. They want them to get out of the way so we can see. God spoke to me and said, turn aside. I want that to sink in on some folks today. Turn aside. I'm not telling you not to be aware of things. I'm not telling you not to be concerned about things. But I'm telling you to put your eyes of faith on one that's going to see us through. One that's going to deliver us. Amen. I
don't see any help coming from anywhere else. I don't see any victory coming from anywhere else. But I know God. I've tried Him. He is a victorious God. He is a way maker. He can do what nobody else can do. Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. Why the bush is not burned. Now look at verse 4. And when the Lord saw. Let me tell you something. When God sees that you mean business. When God sees that you will stand firm on the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ and understand and that knows, amen, that our faith is not in man, but our faith is in the power of God. God will begin to speak to your heart. God will begin to give you direction. God will begin to give you assurance that He is the way. Just looking at the burnished bush didn't get a response from God. It was not until Moses checked it out and turned aside, turned his back on everything else, and began to look intently on the burning bush. Verse 4, and when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called to him. Out of the burning bush, God called to him. What we see is an amazement. What we see is an anomaly. What we see is out of the ordinary. God could be right in the midst of it, ready to speak to our hearts, ready to speak comfort, ready to speak peace, ready to tell us, I will see you through. God spoke to him. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Glory to God. I wish we as Christians could get it in our mind and in our heart and in our spirit that the place on which we stand is holy ground. So often we confuse that with being the church house. Truly, the church house is a place of the gathering of saints. But you take the spirit out of it, there is nothing holy about it. Come on, the ground that I stand on, which is holy, is mobile. Glory to God. I said it's movable. Well, I believe it was Joshua. God said, everywhere you place your foot. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody ought to shout. Everywhere I place my foot, the power of God is with me. Everywhere I go is holy ground. Holy ground is my home because the Spirit of God is in my home. Holy ground is where I work because God is with me. Hallelujah. The place which thou standest is holy ground. Mount Horeb. Mount Horeb. Hallelujah. Could it be in the future that Moses might visit Mount Horeb again? Hallelujah. Could it be that God would speak to Moses again? This time, giving him a set of commandments that are written on tables of stone. Glory to God. You may not understand. You know, may not be fully aware of where God has taken you or where God has intended for you to be. Glory to God, but don't give up. Hallelujah. Turn aside to see the power of God. Turn aside to hear what God's direction in our life is. And I will assure you that God is the answer. Amen. Glory to God, which would be very instrumental in his life to come. I believe with all of my heart there's things that we face on a daily basis that we don't understand that will in fact become very instrumental in our future life with God. Hallelujah. Take you back to the desert just a little bit. Desert, a place, amen, that everywhere you look, there's desolation. Everywhere you look, there's dryness, there's emptiness. Amen. But there's a reason. Because you remember that God also called Moses to lead the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage. And some of that was through the desert. Some of that was through the wilderness. Glory to God. But Moses had been there before. Glory to God. Can I get a witness? Have you ever been there before? Everywhere you looked, it was dryness. Everywhere you looked, it was emptiness. Everywhere you looked, amen, it was confusion. It was fear. It was apprehension. It was anxiety. Amen. But God has a purpose. And let me tell you, in all of that emptiness, there is a power of God, amen, that will sustain us. There is a power of God that will protect us. I don't know if you can feel it, but this week, I have felt the mighty hands of God as strong as I've ever felt them in my life. So many times, when everything is peaceful and everything is good, sometimes we don't feel the power of God and the strength of His arm. But in all of this adversity, in all of this peril, in all of this danger, I have felt two mighty strong arms encompass around me. Let me know that I got it under control. I'm going to take care of you no matter what goes on. I've got you in the palm of my hand. There's a lot to be said for a relationship with Almighty God. Almighty God, the message that we need to hear is to turn aside and hear God. Turn aside and hear God. I know I've shared with you that my daughter, the teacher, has experienced that sometimes she can talk to folks and they ain't listening. So she's incorporated something that she even has used on me at several times. When she is speaking and I'm looking, but she can tell that my mind ain't with it. Don't worry, you'll get there one of these days. You know exactly. You're going to say, duh, that's what Eddie was talking about. I mean, you looking dead at it and you ain't got a clue. And she'll say, Daddy. Can I tell you it works? Okay. And then I can listen and hear what is she saying. I don't know about some of you, but sometimes God has to say, what are you looking at? Where's your eyes? Where's your faith? Look at me. Look at your strength. Look at your power. Glory to God. Look at your security. Come on, focus on me. Glory to God. I will turn aside. I will turn aside and I will hear what God the Lord will tell me. I will hear His direction. I will hear His words of comfort. I will hear His peace. I will hear His ability to take me through any circumstance or trial or turmoil that may be surrounding my life. The message is, turn aside and hear God. I have seen the affliction of my people. I don't know. The thoughts and the ways of God are so much higher than ours. Sometimes we can't even comprehend how He even puts up with us. And how His infinite grace and mercy supersedes anything that we could ever think of. It's beyond my ability to comprehend His grace and mercy. It's so wonderful. He forgives and He forgives and He forgives. As many times as we come back, Lord, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. But I want you to understand
that as we look and we see what is transpiring in our land, don't forget that there is an Almighty God that is watching over us, and He hears your prayers. What we see is turbulence. God sees as people who He has not heard from in years are now praying to Him. They're turned aside and their eyes of faith are on Him. Could it be that God is preparing a revival? Could it be that God has heard the prayers of the saints? The many times that you have fallen in the altar and prayed for your loved ones and prayed for your spouse and prayed for your mom and your dad and your children. Could it be that God has heard those prayers? Amen. And He is formulating a plan right now to bring them into the ark of safety, to bring them into an old-fashioned altar of repentance, to forgive them, to save them, and to fill them with His Holy Spirit. Could it be? Because God's ways are so much higher than our ways. Moses, listen to me. Moses is like us. He began to offer excuses why he couldn't and all. But in verse number 7 and 8, powerful, powerful words that should instill confidence and faith in us, in the church today, in what we're seeing. Verse 7, and the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt. Sometimes we act like God don't know what's going on. Sometimes, Brother Jim, we act like God can't see the affliction in the land. God told Moses, I have seen the affliction. During this time, Pharaoh that Moses knew had died. Egypt had changed. The burden on the Egyptian people, on the Israeli people, had been much greater. Times were very, very bad. The people, the Hebrews were crying out to God, God, we can't take this. We can't endure this. But God began to formulate a plan. Let me tell you something. There is not a prayer that you pray that God is not hearing. Amen. I believe that with all of my heart. I encourage us to bind together. I encourage us to pray as we never prayed before. I encourage us to pray for our neighbors, to pray for those in charge, to pray for those who are on the front line, to pray for each and every person, but also pray that God will send revival on this land. God will make, amen, us turn and listen to Him. God said, I've heard their cry. And by reason of their taskmasters, I know their sorrows. Oh, I had to shout a little bit when I read verse 8. And I am come down to deliver them. Glory to God. God said, I have come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto a place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites. I have heard your cry. I am coming down to deliver you. The reason that means so much to me is because God is no respecter of persons, and what He did for Moses and the children of Israel, He'll do for His people in this day and hour. God in His Spirit is going to come down. I believe God is the deliverer. Hallelujah. Nothing else will do it, but God will. If we turn aside and hear what God says, how easy it would have been to just write this off as another burning bush. It's another thing that ordinarily happens in the desert. But the thing about it kept burning. It kept burning.
Another little quick message. You can burn in the middle of a desert. You can burn with the power of the Holy Ghost in a wilderness, in dryness. Amen. Where everything you see around you, amen, is nothing but turmoil and strife, you can still burn with the power of God. And folks will see it. Folks will see it. Let me tell you something. All the worry and all the fret that is in the land today should not be in the Christian. Should not be in the person who knows that Christ lives within us. Come on, I'm not telling you things are good around us, but I'm telling you something good in me. Hallelujah, something's good in me. And that's the power of God. Has nothing to do with me, has everything to do about Him. Glory to God. How many can identify with that? Glory to God. Whatever happens, I have His Spirit within me. Glory to God. I am victorious. I am more than a conqueror. I will not. I refuse to be a victim because I'm too blessed. Glory to God. But we have to turn aside and hear what God will say. I want every eye closed, every head bowed. And I want you to spiritually turn aside from all that is happening around us right now. And I want you to focus on the mighty power of God. If you want to envision a burning bush, that's fine. If you want to envision God standing with open arms, whatever. But I want you to be totally and absolutely focused on the power of God at this time. Franklin Graham has asked that this be a national day of prayer. Thank God for that. But in these times, every single day of a Christian ought to be a national day of prayer. Every opportunity we have, we ought to bow our head and ask God to deliver. Ask God to save. Ask God to heal the disturbance in the land today. As we turn our attention, as we turn our focus away from all the turmoil and put it on God right now, hearing what God would have us to do. Please, every eye closed. Please, every head bowed. I want your entire focus to be on God and His power. We're talking about a deity that cannot fail. We're talking about a deity that promised, I will not leave you nor forsake you. And I want you, only if you feel comfortable in doing so, to rise from your pew, to make your way down this altar in a show of solidarity, in a show of the unity of the Spirit, in a show that we will not be defeated. We're going to come before this altar and we're going to pray to God to heal our land, God to calm the raging storms. If you feel like it, I want you to get up from where you're sitting right now, make your way down to this altar. You don't have to kneel if you don't want to. You can stand before the altar rails, and I want us to show, amen, that we're all right with God. I want us to show that our faith is not in man, but our faith is in God. And I want us to pray. Come on, pray. If you want to pray silently, that's all right. If you want to pray out loud, that's all right too. Come on, to wherever you are. Amen. If you're not comfortable coming to the altar, at least pray where you're sitting. I want us all to be in one mind and one accord right now as we go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, precious Lord and Savior, we humbly come before your throne of grace right now, God, with a petition that you will heal our land, that you will save the lost, God, that you will stir the churches, that you will stir the ministers, God, that you would stir the lay members, God, that our focus would be on you. We come before you today, united in prayer, united in strength, Lord, asking God that you come on the scene right now. Heal our land. Heal our land. Heal the hearts. God, turn the wicked, God, into a repentant state. Oh, God, let your Spirit be felt all over this nation. God, in every state, in every province, God, in every street, in every city, God, right now that hearts would be melted, God, as we turn our faith to you. God, as we stand, is only a small part of the entire body of Christ. But God, I pray as we're standing here today that churches all over this nation are banding together right now. And our prayers are going up. And we know that you are God whose arm is not short, that it cannot reach down right now and heal and touch our land. And by faith, God, we ask it in the name of Jesus. Now, if you believe what you just prayed for, give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Glory!
Glory! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory to God. Do something for me. Do something for me right now. Turn to one of your neighbors and comfort them somehow. Tell them it's going to be all right. Sometimes we need to hear that. It's going to be all right. We're going to stand together. We're going to be united. We're going to be the body of Christ. We're going to let God rule in our lives. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It's going to be all right, church. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not a promise of me, but a promise of God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just been reminded before we dismiss to have a special prayer for Sister Connie and Brother Terry. They're both experiencing some difficulties, health difficulties, and we know we serve a healing God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jason, you're going to stand in for Mom and Dad. Church, as we get ready to dismiss, don't lose sight of the fire of God. Hallelujah.
Faith, believing, God, that you can protect us, you can take care of us. God, let no project,
no accidents, no sickness. God, you come before them. I pray, God, that your guardian angels would encamp round about them. Just protect them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord,
your name.
Let these prayer calls be a reminder of your protecting power. In honor of the faith of Sister Brenda, right now, we call it done. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Well, glory to God. Come on, love Jesus one more time with a hand like this.